Good morning. You listen to FourDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Chris Abati, who's with Navita Communications, the firm that represents the Italian Ceramic Tile Trade Association. Chris, how you doing?
Good morning, Kim. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well. Good to have you with us. I know you're up in New York right now, and we're almost exactly 1 month away from the Chersai show, so I wanted to talk to you. We go to the show every year, and it's a great show, and there might be a few people that are sitting on the fence. You know, it's about a $1,000 ticket round trip to get over there, but it's well worth it. Let's talk about some of the highlights of this show, which is 1 month away.
Yeah, well, I've been going. I think this is my 20th year, and I don't miss it. It is the most amazing experience if you're interested in tile and in surfaces. It is so inspiring in terms of what you see on a product perspective. The show takes place in Bologna, which, if you've traveled in Italy at all, you may not have gone to Bologna. It's actually one of the top cities in terms of standard of living in Europe and in Italy. And it's just this lovely city with porticos and beautiful shops, and it's famous for its food and tortellini and lasagna. And so you just have this experience of having a fantastic location to go to, you know, walks and dinners and concerts in the square at night, and then the simulation of the show where you're seeing all of the new stuff that the companies from all over the world are producing. There are over 1,000 exhibitors, and the show attracts over 80,000 attendees from all over the world. So you kind of get the, you're really at the moment in the year when everyone sees what's new. So people bring their most exciting products there.
It's just to point out, I mean, it is the largest ceramic tile trade show in the world. Just to throw a couple figures at you, in May, you know, we always look at the marketplace, and if you talk about American consumption of tiles, imports are 62% of all the consumption, and from a dollar perspective, the Italians are still way out front. They have 36% of that dollar value of imports. China is a distant second at 20%, and then Mexico, while they have a lot of volume into this country, from a dollar perspective, they only have 18%. So, I mean, it is the Italians, they are the front runners usually on design. It is the place to go. And one of the key things that one of the reasons we go, it not only helps us with our education around what's going on with tile, but the focus on the whole design perspective, the speakers that you have, it's better than any other show we go to.
Yeah, the association really worked hard to make a very interesting and relevant program of free seminars that kind of go, you know, hand-in-hand with the show. So we have, I mean, this year they decided to kind of do a spotlight on Japan with all of the issues that are going on in Japan right now. So they have two very prominent Japanese architects, like, who are the most important ones from there, coming and talking about what their work and what's happening in Japan. And Cameron Sinclair, who founded Architecture for Humanity, this really important American organization where architects are volunteer and go into emergency situations to help bring good architectural solutions to, you know, to disasters. He's doing a huge project in Japan, and he's going to be speaking as well. So that's sort of an interesting element there. And then we have Patricia Urquiola, who I would say, I think Fast Company said she's like the number one industrial product designer in the world. She's a Spanish-born designer who lives in Milan, and she designs for everyone, and from all the furniture, lighting, to, you know, tile as well. And I think it's that cross-pollination of these designers that are doing home furnishings and now are also doing tile, and you see where design's going and how it's affecting flooring, and it's very interesting, and it, you know, you come back with a real sense of what's happening and an understanding of the market that's very different.
Mm-hmm. So this show, again, is the September 20th to the 24th. You kind of need to get there on the night of the 19th because it kicks off early on the 20th, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. If you can't, I mean, I think it, you know, starts on the 20th. If for some reason you want to fly in and do the weekend on the other end, you could come in on Wednesday or Thursday and kind of catch the last, I think it's Thursday, Friday, it goes through Saturday. So I think you could also do that and then make a weekend of it and then come back, because it's really, it'll be time well spent, and it'll be, you know, really fun in addition to productive.
Yeah, and housing accommodations, can't you go on the Chersai website? And
yeah, there's a Chersai website, www.chersai.it, and you'll be able to find information. It can be a little tricky because it is a popular show, and there are some outlying towns where you can also find accommodation. It depends on the nights you want to go and where you want to stay. There are trains from local towns in as well, and certainly as you go towards the weekend, you know, rooms in the downtown area free up as well.
Mm-hmm. And like most European cities, there's public transportation that gets you straight to the fair, right?
Oh, yeah. From all over the city, there's a free, not free, but it's practical. It's like a Euro bus service you can just jump on, and when you buy your ticket at the tobacco shops. Yeah, so it's very easy to get around, and you can walk. I mean, you can walk most of all places as well, depending on where you're staying. It's a very walkable city, especially because of the porticos. You're able to shop underneath these porticos and walk and never step out if it's raining or anything. But generally, the weather every year is gorgeous. It's almost summery over there, so... you can bring your sandals and casual clothing. You'll be comfortable, and then maybe a little cool at night, but it's very nice weather.
Okay. We do have a story we're running today on Floor Daily about you guys. Again, just around this topic of Italian tile, you're doing an exhibit challenge. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of exciting. We always have a great, and hopefully everyone goes to coverings, and our booth there at the center of the Italian Pavilion is a kind of a little restaurant, trattoria, info point. And we always have a great architect working on that exhibit for us, and we use it for a few years. And it was time for a new booth, and instead of just figuring out who to call, we decided to do a challenge on Architizer, which Architizer is this neat site started by a Harvard grad architect. And it's kind of like a social media, hub for architecture. And architects can put their projects up there, and they run competitions. So we're doing a competition on Architizer to call for the next exhibit design for the booth, and we're going to have a panel of some famous architects that will review the submissions, and then in Italy we'll choose the final one, and we'll be building it for covering. So it's kind of exciting to sort of see what comes in. People can submit from all over the world, and there's a focus on our pavilions in the past, so you can check out Architizer and see what's happening. And if you know someone who'd like to try to design our booth for us, go for it. It'll be wonderful to find that company, and then they'll be project managing it for us, and it's going to be a great different way to do it.
All right, so it's a 3,000 square foot exhibit space, and you're going to give $25,000 in prize.
Yeah, it's a $10,000 prize, like a commission prize, and then $15,000 project management fee. So the architectural studio would get to design the space, and we pay them to kind of manage the whole process. So yeah, in the end, it's a $25,000 award essentially.
That's great.
$1,500 for runner-up.
All right, Chris. Well, it's great to talk to you again. We look forward to seeing you in Bologna, Italy in a month.
That's right. Invite everybody to come join us, and you can find the American Pavilion Kemp. We're out scouting tiles, and we're by the press room, so please come.
All right, Chris. Again, we've been talking to Chris Abbati with Novità Communications, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.